Don and Mike, WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just as every bum's lot in life is his own responsibility, regardless of who he chooses to blame. I didn't blame anyone for the loss of my legs. Some Chinaman took them from me in Korea, but I went out and achieved anyway. I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Oh,
it. Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything. Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did.
Good job.
Get a job, sir.
Shut up.
The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. They will make you sacramental. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
I know. Cut the jibba jabba. Gotcha. Oh, there you go. Line's ringing. That means Isaac Hayes is on the phone.
Cool beans.
Let me see. Isaac Hayes is going to be here in D.C. on the 25th at the Birchmere.
Right.
It's a joint where we saw Wayne Newton.
Yep.
Tickets, Ticketmaster.com. We'll just wait now. We got him on the phone. Okay, here he is, the great Isaac Hayes. Hey, Isaac Hayes.
Isaac, how are you?
Hello?
Isaac Hayes, are you on the line?
Isaac Hayes?
All right.
There yeah. There he is.
Isaac Hayes. Now, hello, sir. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Got to tell you first, huge fan of yours I am. Read in the newspaper about a month ago that you're going to be at this joint here in D.C., the Birchmere.
Yeah.
Said to some of these tools that work on the show, you got to get Isaac Hayes on. And I'll tell you why, sir, before we get to everything else. You were part of really the greatest concert I have ever seen in my life. 2 years ago, my kid who goes to school down in South Carolina, I'm down there on a weekend for my birthday to see him, and he said, Pop, we're getting in the car. We're going to Atlanta. I'm not telling you where we're going. You're going to love it. We make the two-hour drive to Atlanta. It is in the following order: Stephanie Mills, Isaac Hayes, and the Reverend Al Green.
Oh, wow. I remember when you came back. And were talking about that.
I know everybody remembers me going on about this. I hate concerts. I've never been to a concert that I've stayed till the entire end, except that one. And when you did, my big chocolate salty balls, I about fell out. You, my friend, you're great.
That is an introduction right there.
Yeah. That really, no BS. I came back and I said that. Flat out, the best show I've ever seen in my life.
I did say that.
I was bombed out of my mind, standing up on the table, dancing. Well, it was this place in Atlanta. You sit down, you have food. They bring you booze to your table.
Really? Well, the Birchmere does that too.
It was an outdoor place.
Wow.
Isaac Hayes is up there. People are dancing. I was dancing with people. My kid was dancing. Man.
And you know, Isaac, can I give you my compliment now?
Okay.
Are you ready? Since we get this out of the way before we ask you questions.
All right.
One of my all-time favorite movies, and I don't know where this ranks as far as all the movies you've done, but It Could Happen to You. I absolutely adore that movie. I think you were fantastic.
Yeah.
That was just a simple, sweet, wonderful movie, and I loved your narration in it, and I loved the role you played in it. And
Thank you, man. There
it is. That's my compliment. You've heard Don's. You've heard mine. Now, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
let's just introduce our audience. I know that we played Theme from Shaft, of course. Everybody knows Theme from Shaft.
Right.
By Isaac Hayes. Hold on. Where's that South Park thing? Where's that? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would imagine this garnered Isaac legions of new fans.
Which made you more popular, Shaft or the big chocolate salty balls?
Well, I would say Shaft.
Yeah, okay, that's a safe answer. Yeah, I agree.
Because Shaft is, I mean, timeless, and it's still played all over the place today.
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah, hold on just a second, sir. Mountain. Do you consider this to be a novelty song? Do you look at this as one of your greatest hits, or is this a song you do and you go, oh?
Well, it's like a novelty song, but it was big.
What was that?
It was like a novelty song, but it was big.
Did you expect that it would catch on like it did?
No, I didn't think it would jump like that, but it did.
It did.
Now, hold on. Here's another one. Mike, I don't know if you knew that Isaac Hayes wrote this one. This is one of my favorite Isaac Hayes songs. Oh, no, not that.
That's
not
the second one here.
Not the ball
you're
song.
You're obsessed with that.
This one right here. Did you know that Isaac Hayes wrote this? Done originally by the Jackson 5, then redone in disco style by Gloria Gaynor.
It did. Sure did.
Yeah. It's the original. Isaac Hayes. God damn, you're smooth, man. You make me wish I was black. I swear to God you do. And here you go. One, two, three.
Slow jam.
I never can say goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, Isaac, when you listen to your music and then the range of stuff, it is extremely difficult musically to put you in a category. You say, I'm this type of artist. What type of music do you say to people you make? What is your style?
Well, I can't categorize it. You know, I like just like music. So hip-hop is, you know, they can't keep getting some categories.
Would you consider yourself you were hanging in there in the disco era, right?
Listen, he's Soul Patrol. He's Soul Patrol.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be Soul Patrol.
Mike, here's another one by Isaac Hayes.
Okay.
That I bet you didn't know that he wrote. I've got his version of it, not the Glenn Campbell version, if that's any kind of a clue to you. Oh, hold on. God damn this machine. Sorry about that.
I'm talking about the power of love now.
It's a Glenn Campbell song. See if how fast you can guess what song it is. Written by Isaac Hayes.
And now, and Isaac's doing it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's the truth. Now, I want your imagination.
It's not Rhinestone Cowboys.
Travel with me. Oh, come on.
It's not Southern Nights.
Is it Wichita Lineman?
No.
Hold this on. Young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee.
I can't get it yet.
It's By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Wow.
By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Yep. That's
an Isaac Hayes song?
It sure is.
I didn't write it.
Oh, you didn't write it?
No. I wish I had.
Oh, I thought you did it. Sorry about that. Oh, hold on a second. Let me see. I got a list here. Oh, anyway, here it is.
The Power of Love.
God, what do you sing By the Time I Get to Phoenix? You got a long intro of it.
But you see, girl, that don't mean to come down.
A lot of Isaac Hayes songs.
18 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, well, wow. 18
minutes and 30 seconds.
All right, so you didn't write By the Time I Get to Phoenix, but you did by the... Okay, then. Riddle me this, Batman. Did you write Soul Man for Sam and Dave?
Yeah, we wrote that.
All right.
Did you write...
Me and David Porter.
Did you write... A demon... You did, but I thank you.
We wrote that one, too.
All right.
Ooh. And how about Soul Man? Did you write Soul Man?
Yeah, we wrote that one, too.
How many Grammys do you have?
About four Grammys.
Four Grammys.
Now, did you write...
And you have an Oscar, too. You get an Oscar for Shaft?
Yeah, no. Didn't get an Oscar for that, but I got an Oscar, but for what is it? Chef, yeah.
Yeah, you got Chef. All right.
Did you write Hold On, I'm Coming for Sam and
Dave?
Yeah,
we wrote that one, too.
Yeah, I can't believe I said you wrote By the Time You Get to Phoenix. That's Jim Webb, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Webb.
And where are...
Another great black man, Jimmy Webb.
Where are you now, Isaac?
What do you say?
Where are you now? Are you
I'm
in Memphis?
I'm home right now in Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
When you go out and you do a show like at the Birchmere, do you do all your own stuff? I mean, what's a typical... When I saw you that night in Atlanta, the great thing about that show was that between... I think Stephanie Mills did about five songs. You did about five. Al Green did about five. But they were like 20-minute versions of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I loved. Will you do something like that now, or do you do absolutely everything that you're associated with?
Everything I'm associated with, but it's good, you know. It's a lot of fun.
And do you how many pieces do you have? What do you travel your band, your orchestra? How long do you how many people do you have in your band?
About 10 piece or something like that.
All right. Good stuff.
All right, dude. Listen, here, let's get down to it now. South Park, if you don't mind discussing it. When did you? Oh, I hope it didn't piss you off.
He's chef. He's chef on South Park.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Like,
right.
Are you with South Park? You're out of South Park. Are you pissed at them? Are you not pissed at them? What's going on?
I'm not pissed at them, but I'm out of South Park now.
You're out of it? Did you make any money with it?
Used to be fun, but the fun ran out. Used to be fun, but ran out. So I just moved on.
All right, so you move on. Do you make any money out of South Park?
No.
No money at all. Was the reason that you left, when you say it ran out of fun, wasn't it some storyline they had that you didn't like, or was it just, as you said, it wasn't fun? I don't remember exactly what it was. I remember reading that you were pissed off about some controversial storyline that they had. Does anybody remember that? Anybody help?
I do remember that. No, you're right.
Well,
was it a controversy at the end of that, or did you just decide to move on?
Scientology.
Yeah, right.
In the long run, I decided to move on.
Right. Okay. All right.
Are you into Scientology, Isaac?
Yeah, I've been to Scientology for a lot of years now.
Have you met Leah Remini?
What's that?
Leah Remini. She's on a show called King of Queens. You ever meet her?
Oh, Leah.
Yeah, Leah Remini.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise, all those famous, John Travolta, all those famous Scientologists, you get a chance to meet them?
I know
them?
All of them, too.
Wow. Well, John Travolta is a friend of yours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You've known him for a good long time.
You ever get to see Kelly Preston, like, coming out of a swimming pool, sir? She is fine. Isn't she fine? She is so fine. Can I also tell you, I love your potato chip commercials. God damn, no one sells a potato chip like you do, Isaac Hayes. You just sit there. All you got to do is get your Isaac Hayes hand around that can and go, nothing goes with a sandwich like potato. And you know what I do? I go and I rob grocery stores to get those potato chips. That's how great you sell those goddamn things. So what are you wearing right now? You're wearing one of your outfits, or are you just chilling out?
Oh, wear that stuff now. I'm chilling out.
You're just chilling out? I mean, what's the next movie? You going to make any more movies this year?
I'm doing a movie. I think I'm doing a movie about a few more months.
A few more months. And for a while there, you were doing like a movie a year. I know you were in a lot of stuff, but you're taking it a little more easy nowadays?
Yeah, I'm taking it easy now.
Good for you.
Did you like the remake of Shaft with Sam Jackson?
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a movie that's on TNT all the time, and I wish that they would not beep out the F words. That's such an important word in that movie.
It sure is.
It's an important word in all of our lives.
It's an important word in life, I think, occasionally. Sometimes that word just has to be used.
Isaac, do you ever watch, are you like the rest of us? Do you watch American Idol?
Sometimes.
What if they asked you to be like Jewel or one of these people that...
I know Diana Ross is going to be part of American Idol this year also.
What if they asked you to come on for an Isaac Hayes night?
I don't know.
What if all the contestants did Big Chocolate Balls as the song?
was the prerequisite?
Now I'm watching. Now I'm there. What do you do for kicks? What did you do last night for kicks? I'll tell you what I did last night. I went home, had dinner with my girlfriend, had a couple of drinks, watched American Idol. What did you do, Isaac Hayes?
I was working on a tune.
You're working on a tune?
Yeah.
Do you have a studio at your house?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't have to go far. You can relax and just go down to your studio and work on your music.
Yeah.
But when you really, I mean, that sounds like work to me. I want to follow up on that. What is it?
It's not work.
It's not work. You enjoy it.
It's fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it hard being as cool as you are?
I don't see myself cool, but it's not hard.
I picture, your home just, almost a throwback to the 1970s where, you just got beautiful women lying on couches everywhere. Is that at all accurate? And everybody's wearing satin robes. Is that...
And all the robes are open.
Yes. Nobody's wearing anything else underneath them. Is it anything like that at all?
Look, gone are those days.
those days.
But there was a time that those days were here.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. But now, like I said, I'm moving on.
Hey, you got to keep moving on.
I got a new song. I got a new song.
Really? What is it?
Yeah, I got a new song.
Oh, a new son? I thought you said new song.
Oh, you have a new son?
Yeah.
Oh, so you got, how old's your son?
9 months.
Oh, my God. So now you got to be the family man. So you can't go out and party or anything.
Yeah, he's my tough kid.
He's your 12th kid?
Yeah.
What's his name, Isaac?
Kojo.
Kojo.
Your 12th kid.
Kojo Hayes.
Jesus Christ. Isaac, pull out, my man. God damn. No wonder you're still on tour. 12 kids.
How many grandkids do you have?
Oh, boy. Let's see. It's a bunch of grandkids. I don't know how many it is.
That is fantastic. 12 kids, and you just had one. Jesus
and you're,
Christ.
And you're currently married?
Yeah, I'm married. Got a new wife.
You got it. And how long you been married?
We've been married over a year now.
Over a year. And what's your new bride's name, if you don't mind me asking?
Ajua. Ajua Hayes.
Ajua Hayes.
That's my girlfriend's name, too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Ajua.
Ajua. That's it. I like that.
Ajua.
That's very nice.
Yeah, that's not her. My girlfriend's name is Janet. That's not quite as exotic as Ajua.
12 kids. Boy, I tell you, that's a career in and of itself.
Are you Catholic, if you don't mind me asking?
What do you say?
Well, I'm thinking you use the Catholic birth control method.
Yeah, well, it's worked for me, you know. Or maybe I'm just not potent.
Mike has 12 kids.
Yeah, I have 12 kids, but I'm not sure what cities they're in.
Hold on. Let's hear some more of the my opinion. It's the novelty song. How great is this? Let's just jam on this for a second.
I'm going to ask Isaac if I could really put him out, if I could really trouble him, to just say something for me.
Hey, can we just hear a little bit of this, Mike?
Say, everybody, have you seen my butt? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my butt in your mouth.
Yes,
sir! Hey, Isaac,
yes, sir!
Before we let you go, can I ask you to say something for us that we can play over and over again on the radio show? And all you have to do, our name's Don and Mike, and then, like you did in Chef, shut your mouth. Is there any way you could do that?
Don and Mike, and, okay, let me see.
Or, you know, whatever you want to do.
Or just about, hey, this is Isaac Hayes.
This
Don,
is Isaac
Don
Hayes.
And Mike, shut your mouth.
Right. This is Isaac Hayes. Don and Mike, shut your mouth.
Okay. This is Isaac Hayes. Don and Mike, shut your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
If you see me walking on down the street.
All right.
Walk on by.
Oh, yeah.
Walk on by.
All right.
I like your version of this, too. Can you hear this? I'm playing this down the phone.
Wow.
Burt Bacharach song.
Yeah, you got that right.
Originally done by Mr. Dionne Warwick, one of the greatest overbites in show business. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the end in Sacramento, the station people are dying to listen to.
Yeah.
Here he is right now. Good friend of the show at 3:03. On 3-3-3-3-3-3-3. That's the phone number. Where's the vocal?
Is this another
one? Don and Mike.
Is that another one of those 18-minute intros there?
I guess.
Yeah.
So. Oh, no. Here come the background. Here come the Raylettes. They're singing Walk On By in the background.
If you see me walking down the street, and I start to cry.
Jeez, I'm hearing this song right now. I want to have sex with you, Don.
This is screwing music.
Wow.
Really?
This is truly making love music. You can put this on in the back. I mean, really, they talk about that a lot, like what you put on in the background. But this would, seriously.
Walk on by.
Yeah.
This is designed for making 12 children.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is.
The great Isaac Hayes. Listen, thank you for your time, Isaac, at the Birchmere here in D.C.
You're a good man, Isaac. We appreciate you coming
guys.
On the show.
Thursday, January 25th, 7:30, Ticketmaster.com. Information on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Isaac Hayes, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Good talking to you, dude.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
An American original, Isaac Hayes.
He had his moments.
Yeah, he did. But when you got him, you know, he really liked that opportunity to say, Don and Mike, shut your mouth.
He did well.
And it came with Isaac Hayes. It had a little extra punch behind it, too.
12 kids.
12. Well, listen to that music.
12 kids.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. Does that music say anything but sex?
Jesus Christ.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Okay. That was the polar opposite of Isaac Hayes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Thank you.